Break Your Heart. And now this.
Tony sure has many games here.
Mm-hmm.
And we play them every week. And with no prizes,
no prizes
at all. It's your time to get in the spotlight. It's a chance for you to stand tall or sound very small.
Very small.
Around half
11:44.
Oh, every Sunday, you'll find the game of the week. No, it's never the same. It's where wrong answers are the right ones.
Oh, I see now.
Yes, it's Tony's.
Here we go.
Yeah, Tony's.
Game of the week.
Game of the week. Tony Hawk's game of the week.
Let's welcome to the Theatre of Entertainment this week's Muggins. It's the world famous Mark.
Yes. Your size of the world is a lot larger than mine, then.
Correct. So, maximum weekend for people going on holiday. They say that every weekend, but obviously, take 2 weeks today, you come back, you've got the August Bank Holiday weekend, you don't have a panic on. 2 weeks today, August Bank Holiday weekend. Can you survive abroad? Can you do the language? If I ask Mark here what his knowledge of foreign language is like, he'll probably say, what?
Well... My knowledge of foreign language, crikey. As you know, my first language isn't even English.
Okay, we've put five key current topical phrases-ish into Google Translate, which has replaced the phrase book. But what are they saying? Here's number one. Turn it up.
Ellen Skelton está vestindo demasiado ou demasiado pouco nos Jogos Olímpicos.
Quite easy, that, I think. A couple of key phrases in there. What do you think they're saying?
Well, it sounded like my mate in the pub the other night. 12 beers. Was that real?
Yes, that was Portuguese, I'm afraid. We have to rush you for time. Is Helen Skelton wearing too much or too little at the Olympics? Was the question.
Right.
Okay, let's move on to the next one. This is a traditional, a Cockney British phrase, very handy at all times.
Deux pintes de lager et un paquet de chips, s'il vous plaît.
That was something to do with shoes, I think.
One more time.
Deux pintes de lager et un paquet de chips, s'il vous plaît.
Sounds rude.
Well, I was just about to say, I was going to change my mind. It isn't shoes, it was another word, but I'm not sure I can say
Two
it.
Pints of lager and a packet of crisps, please, I'm afraid.
Right.
Next one. Very topical for anybody going to France. You'll certainly need this phrase.
Hat jemand in Frankreich tatsächlich arbeiten oder sind sie alle auf Streik?
Any ideas?
Yes, it's a brave mouse that built its nest in a rat's ear.
Close. It's a German person saying, does anybody in France actually work, or are they all on strike?
Oh, right, OK. I'm doing well, aren't I?
Yeah, well, we like all our callers to always get 0 out of 5, you see, because wrong answers are funnier than right ones. You might hear a key word in this, a key topical word. Here we go.
最寄りのジムポケモンはどこにあるか知っていますか?
Did you hear it?
I did hear it. It sounded like my little girl when she was one learning to talk.
One more time.
最寄りのジムポケモンはどこにあるか知っていますか?
Did I pick up the word cognac?
No.
You're playing these in reverse, aren't you?
It's something like that. The phrase was, do you know where the nearest Pokemon gym is, but you heard cognac.
Yeah. I heard cognac.
And here's the last one. This is the last one. This is Dutch. Here we go.
Girls, hit your hallelujah. WHO want uptown funk gon geef het aan u, want uptown funk gon geef het aan u, want uptown funk gon geef het aan u. Zaterdagavond en we in de spot, geloof je me niet, gewoon kijken. Kom.
Any ideas?
I've got a very clear idea what that is. If you play a Black Sabbath record backwards, that's what that sounds like. It's the devil.
Goes, girls hit your hallelujah woo, girls hit your hallelujah woo, girls hit your hallelujah woo, because Uptown Funk gonna end it. Yes, yeah. It was fun, though. It was fun while it lasted. Anything longer would have been tiring.